Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below to see more videos like this one. I love when you guys ask me questions. Thank you for DMing me and, you know, being curious in general. I love this question. The question was, the request was for me to talk about the energy of big cities. From the, you know, spiritual, from the broader perspective, how does the energy of the big cities impact us? And I figured this is a fun topic. So I think the first thing to know about big cities is they're not created equal. Not only do big cities differ from one another, even within one city, there are many pockets of energy, depending on what neighborhood you live in, depending on whether there is a lot of nature there, not a lot of nature, how big the houses are, et cetera, et cetera. Now, of course, as we're looking at, you know, broader cities and kind of like broader energies, there is one overarching frequency that is going to define each city. Usually when you first move into a city, it is because there is a resonance, meaning you are vibrating at the level of that city. That frequency speaks to you, speaks to your heart, speaks to your soul, speaks to your energy body, if you will, right? So you initially get magnetized into a city, usually, because there is a vibrational match. Unless you move for somebody else, like, okay, my husband got a job and I have to move with him. But if you move out of your own free will, it's usually because there is a vibrational resonance with big cities. Now, every big city, I think when we look at energy, we kind of just, you know, pronounce it one way or another. Like, we have to look at things holistically. So there are blessings of the big city and there are curses of the big city. The good news is whatever vibration the city is at is going to be very prevalent and very strong within that city. So if you are working through the energies of that spectrum, the city may push you and pull you in the right direction towards your greater good. Just to give you some examples of what are the different energies that cities vibrate at. New York City, for instance, is very yellow. It's very solar plexus. It's very go-getter. It's very overachiever. It's, you know, it's like status. It's like money. It's like world of finance, but it's also world of fashion. And most of New York is yellow. There are small parts of New York that are like artistic and bohemian that are orange and sacral. But most of New York are yellow. And so, for instance, if you are in the area of during the time of your life where you want to overachieve, where you want to pursue a career path, New York could be a very, very conducive energy for you. Paris, actually, big chunks of Paris now also vibrated the yellow, but enough of Paris actually vibrates at the sacral, right? So that energy of beauty, that very Venusian, like walk along the Seine and kind of like admire the architecture type of energy. So Paris is going to inspire things that are very artistic in you. There are big chunks of Paris that vibrate at the heart center. That's why a lot, you know, it's a capital of romance as well. It's why a lot of people go there to propose. London, parts of London that are the financial sector of the city, they're very yellow. Big chunks of London are heart. Berlin ranges from the root actually to the solar plexus. So does Moscow, root to the solar plexus, with pretty big chunks of root center energies that are, you know, kind of like have to deal with safety, like psychological safety more than physical safety, as well as, you know, just certain deep set traumatic experiences around the root, which is trust potentially, right? Are you able to trust your community? Aggression could be very, very high in Moscow. That's not to say that Moscow doesn't have pockets of the heart. There are a lot of pockets of the heart actually in Moscow that are in the more greener areas and in the parks. I don't know. St. Petersburg is very sacral. LA is very sacral. I don't know. I don't want to go. I mean, there are so many cities. I probably couldn't go over each and every one of them. If you are curious about a particular city and you don't know what energy it is, please drop the name of the city in the comments for me and I can look it up for you. But the net is this. The city is like a magnet. Not only does it magnetize people and souls, souls, I guess, beings that are of the same caliber or that thirst for a certain range of experiences that the city can provide based on the energies that the city holds. A city is also a little bit of a trap, right? So for instance, if you are evolving, and you are moving beyond the particular center that the city vibrates at, that is when it can become problematic. So a lot of people who are on the awakening journey are noticing that, you know, at one point, especially if you're living in the city and you're going through an awakening, you may feel like the city, instead of helping you, is holding you back. And that is because when your assemblage point, your point of view starts going up chakra by chakra by chakra, as you start evolving, as you start being more receptive to energies, more receptive to your higher self, to your path, to your purpose, as you go up that chakral system, what's going to happen is you fall out of resonance. You fall, you become a mismatch to the city. And when that happens, the city's energy may be detrimental to you. They may be suffocating to you. It may be that you feel like you are, your vibration is being lowered and you're being sucked into some soup of happening that you no longer want to be a part of. And when that happens, usually your life would align in a way that would either force you out of the city or it would enable you to move out. Now, living in the city versus living on a piece of land or in a rural area, energetically is very different because in the city, you are very much a part of the local collective network of human beings that are living in that city. Because the density of large cities, the density of population per square meter, call it, is very high. And that is why pretty much at any given point in time, your auric fields are intertwined with the auric fields of other people. And because of that, your energy is not your own in some ways, right? So when you live in the city, it's very hard for you to put yourself out of the collective soup of everybody else and kind of like be in your own zone. That's why in cities, there are a lot of groupthink. There is a lot of groupthink. There are a lot of cliques. Like people just like kind of stick together vibrationally. And I mean, that's why you live in the city, right? Is because there is social life and, you know, the ability to go out and mingle and all of the good stuff. But at the same time, it has its benefits and it has its drawbacks. And the drawbacks are essentially you become an average of all the energies that you come in contact with. Now, most cities don't vibrate that high. When you start on a spiritual journey, you kind of start at the heart center, right? Like that is your, you know, that's where you move to. But that is not the only thing that there is, right? You can move up from the heart center. Hardly, you know, very few cities vibrate, like on the average, vibrate at the heart center. They may have pockets of heart energies, but, you know, very few cities vibrate at the level of the heart. That being said, you know, it's almost like you on one side of the scale and millions of people who live in the city, or hundreds of thousands if it's a smaller one, are on the other side of the scale. It's kind of like, you know, who is heavier? And the collective energy tends to be heavy or heavier, right? And so, for instance, if you're trying to go up and, you know, go up to your higher self or source consciousness or just like receive activations from your spirit guides, it's going to feel like you're moving against the grain. It's always going to feel like there are headwinds instead of tailwinds. And you're like climbing uphill. So your going may be harder. Your meditations may be more challenging. It may be harder for you to hear spirit, perceive spirit. It may be harder for you to open your psychic abilities. And there are many reasons, right? So first, there is that collective energy of the tribe, collective energy of all the people. And then there is that energy of the city, right? Like every city has an intention. Every city has a vibration. Every city has a destiny. There's like its density, like dense energies. And every city has essentially this uncanny ability to suck you in and make sure that you're stirring in the same vibrations that everybody else is, right? So like essentially it's like every city's energy is a magnet, and it almost like contaminates you with itself, right? That's one way. Shares that vibration with you, right? When you're part of the city. So you become like everybody else. And it could be to your benefit or not, depending on what city you end up with and where you are on your path. Not only that, but cities are usually networks of a lot of technology, right? So you have all your 5G towers there. You have a lot of networks, you know, you have all of these cables, you have all of this electricity, you have all of these routers, modems, all of the things. Because of that, the EMF, the radiation, tends to be quite high, and the noise tends to be quite high. And I'm not talking about like the noise you can hear with your ears, but it's like the frequency noise, right? And when the frequency noise is very, very high, it again is a lot harder for your spirit guides and the information from spirit to come through, because it's like there is a barrier. And this barrier is quite dense, right? And again, you are, as a human being, you would succumb to and you would be subject to all of these vibrations and all of these emanations that are going to be attacking your auric field from everywhere. Because of that, cities actually make you more tired, because apart from interacting with a lot of people, your body, unbeknownst to you, is fighting all of these attacking frequencies at any point in time. And not all of them are pleasant, and not all of them are in your greater good. And that is why cities can be really, really hard and challenging for people on the awakening journey. And last but not least, this is not my favorite topic, but I do have to mention, there are entities, energetic entities, we can call them parasites, we can call them whatever, that aggregate where there are a lot of people. You know, there are different energy and entities that feed off different human emotions. It could be the emotion of aggression, the emotion of lust, the emotion of envy or jealousy, like, you know, any of the sins pretty much. And these entities tend to aggregate in particular areas of different cities. And because of that, right, like when living in the city, you succumb yourself to being potential prey to those entities that usually don't exist in the rural areas, because in the rural areas, we're like, I don't know, three people per square mile. And you're like, okay, well, as an entity, there's nothing for you to eat there, quote unquote, right? So like, they don't really aggregate there. So, you know, if when you're, you know, essentially living in your rural area, you're in your own house, you're in your own zone energetically. What that means is you're not going to be as much drawn into the rest of the world. You're going to be able to start building out your own sovereignty, building out your own chakras, building out your own kind of like upward pillar of communication with spirit. It is a lot easier actually to grow spiritually when you live in a rural area. And part of the reason why is also you tend to be a lot more connected to the earth. You tend to be just a lot more connected in general, and like grounding and earthing happens a lot more naturally when you have a backyard instead of living in an apartment, you know, in somewhere in a high rise so far away from the earth, right? So even the earth and the nature itself is going to be helping you. You will also notice that when something happens in the world, like, I don't know, the big news hits you, it hits you harder in cities, especially if it's like something negative. Because again, you are aware, subconsciously aware, and you're tuning into what everybody else is thinking. And because everybody else is watching the news, you're going to be tuning into pretty much the same frequency of negativity that everybody else picked up from their TV screens. When you're living in the rural area, ideally in your own private home, yes, you could still be watching the news, but at least you are not sensing all of these auric fields of scared people or upset people or sad people all around you, right? So you're able to draw a little bit of distance, right? You're able to distance yourself from negativity a lot more than when you're living in the city. At the same time, I'll tell you this. Some of you have a sacred contract to be in cities for many different reasons. Some of you have come as grid workers to help the cities ascend, if you will, or elevate their frequency. Some of you have signed up as healers that need to be around people, like an acupuncturist. You like have to be around people, right, to do things like that. You cannot just do acupuncture work on Zoom, right? And for those of you whose calling it is to be in the city, one thing you need to understand, that your higher self would not send you here to work in the city as a practitioner without enabling you to protect yourself energetically, right? There are ways for you to, quote unquote, cope with the energies of the city while maintaining kind of like your sovereignty, your integrity, and your energetic imprint, right? There are multiple protections that you could do. One of the things that I can quickly suggest is build a dome around you, like a dome of light. Make sure that you're covering the dome from the bottom, right? With like, you just like, essentially, it cannot be an open dome, right? Like the dome from the top, it needs to be covered from the bottom so that the energy doesn't leak out. And you can put three domes, one above the other, for added protection, right? That way, your space truly becomes your space. And when you are creating a healing experience, you bring people into your space instead of kind of like going out. into the world. But cities can be activating, right? Like, I don't want to leave you guys thinking that cities are bad. They can be activating. Again, if you are working on the solar plexus challenge, if you need to amp up your ability to make money and be out there in the world, then, you know, in this case, New York City, for instance, can be a really, really good medicine for you, right? But just know that the further along you go in your spiritual journey, you may be called, as your vibrations are elevated, you may be called to move out. So give yourself the space to hear your inner guidance, because your body is always going to be communicating to you around where it is happy and where it is not. So part of this is listening and tuning into your body, into your own frequency, and finding your happy place. Another thing I wanted to say is this: even though if you are living in a particular city, parts of it is, you know, but and you don't want to move out, but you feel like, okay, like your neighborhood is not serving you anymore, it may be best to look for another neighborhood. Like I said, there are things even within the city, like different pockets of energy. The reason the energy acts a particular way within a neighborhood may be dependent on the crystalline grid underneath the crust of the earth, right? Like the crystals in the earth. Other, you know, beings that may be like guardians of that earth, guardians of that land. It may be dependent on what happened there, right? So like, obviously all of these, the earth and you know, the underground waters, they have memory, right? Like that place, every neighborhood essentially remembers its own history. So if it was a bloody history or a violent history, you may still be absorbing those energies from the ether, so to say, right? So move around the town to feel into the energy of the neighborhood. And one quick exercise that you may want to do is, essentially there are kind of like two types of energy as it relates to neighborhood: energies that are nurturing to you and energies that suck you dry. So when you're in the neighborhood, imagine yourself as kind of like, close your eyes and like picture yourself as the vessel, like almost like an empty lab tube. And notice, is the energy leaking out of that vessel or is the energy being absorbed into that vessel? Usually when the energy is being absorbed, that means that for better or worse, this place is resourceful for you, right? Like there is something for you to tap into that energy. If that place drains you dry, then it's probably not a good idea to live there, right? So don't give up on cities just yet. It may be just that the neighborhood is wrong for you. And some neighborhoods are going to be more nurturing to you than others. And usually around, like, pick a spot next to a park or a river or a lake, you know, anything with a natural body, natural feature. Anywhere close to nature is always going to be a better vibration. And yeah, if you're living in the city, allow yourself to get out during weekends. Maybe, I know every weekend is not realistic, but it's important to unplug yourself to gain perspective. Because when you are stewing in the collective juices of the city, it is very easy to mistake your own wants and needs, the needs and wants of other people for your own wants and needs, right? It's almost like the boundaries are non-existent and you're like not sure what your thoughts are anymore and what your feelings are anymore and what your destiny is anymore. And you feel like, okay, well, you know, I think this is my destiny, but really what you could be doing is picking up the thoughts and feelings and perceptions from the greater collective by unplugging yourself and moving away for the weekend, just going in nature to recharge and unplug. You would gain perspective on what is truly you as opposed to the greater collective consciousness of that area. And that is probably really, really important to you because that is going to bring you closer to your truth, to what it is that you want instead of what everybody else wants in that city. And that is a shortcut to a happy life, frankly, right? So big cities are great. They can be healing and they can be extremely activating if they have the energy that you're craving. At the same time, they can hold you back on your spiritual journey. I think the most important thing here is to tune into your body, not to be repetitive, and to understand that you're meant to go through the ebbs and flows. And in certain parts of your journey, cities may be the best thing that could happen to you. In other parts of your journey, they may be detrimental to you, right? So you'll only know the road by walking. And, you know, cities can be great, And, you know, there is a way down the road to build conscious cities, but they're going to start as conscious communities on the land, right? At first. So we're not there yet. You know, the cities are not yet conscious, but we are moving towards a very, very different future. All righty. Well, thank you, my loves. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions. I'm sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.